is fine. Hold on tight to what we both have found. Hold me until the lights go. Richland Center's own Eric Tesmer right there in the early, early morning. Yes, we are. It is currently 49 at WRCO-FM in Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, along with PCB Wealth Management.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Georgia law enforcement defending its previous handling of the teenager who is now accused of murdering four people at his high school on Wednesday. The FBI was tipped off last year about previous threats, but says it didn't have enough evidence to do anything about it. What prosecutors have done is charge 14-year-old Colt Gray and his father, who is believed to have given him the gun used in the shooting for Christmas last year.
Colt Gray's aunt is revealing details about the teen's troubled home life, telling ABC News Colt was begging for months for help with his mental health, adding the adults around him failed him.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Haiti meeting with the interim government there as it struggles to regain control from gangs that took over large sections of the country earlier this year. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin saying the White House is about to pledge another $250 million in military funding to Ukraine. The August jobs numbers will be released by the Labor Department in about an hour. This is ABC News. Pope Francis landing in Papua New Guinea today, the second leg of a trip through Southeast Asia and Oceania. In St. Charles, Missouri, a special wedding.
It might not be common, but it is possible to meet the love of your life at an early age.
Used to write like little notes and little words with her name on it.
Just ask Emma and Marcus, who not only met in first grade, but actually just got married at the very elementary school where that life-changing moment took place.
It was definitely surreal.
The VIP of the event was their dog, Bella, who has a very special history with them. You see, Marcus actually gave this beagle mix to Emma for her birthday when she turned 16.
That's ABC's Danny New. Frequent flyer programs are under some scrutiny. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg ordering American, Delta, Southwest, and United Airlines to provide detailed data about their rewards programs. He says they want to eliminate unfair, deceptive, or anti-competitive practices. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA savings strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
6 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Friday morning, September 6th, we'll give you the Richland County Fair weekend forecast coming up and some details on birthdays and anniversaries and the roundup in just a bit.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main and Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
Oh, the places you'll show. You can take in the show at the Richland County Meat Animals Sale on Saturday, September 7th, beginning at 5 p.m. in the Show Barn. Witness the hard work and dedication from our talented Richland County 4-H and FFA members.
Be sure to arrive early to meet these young exhibitors and see their animals up close. Our youth will be in the barns with their animals by 4 p.m., ready to greet buyers and share their stories. It's a unique opportunity to connect with these inspiring young people and learn about their experiences in agriculture. You'll find all of the sale animals in the livestock building, showcasing the variety and top quality work our youth have dedicated their time and energy.
The buyer's reception starts at 4 p.m. in the show barn. It's the perfect time to meet community members, enjoy a light meal, and find the perfect seat for the sale. Your participation, enthusiasm, and contribution supports the future of agriculture and the exceptional work these youth have done.
The Meat Animals Sale Committee hopes you'll join us to celebrate and support the incredible efforts of Richland County's 4-H and FFA members. Come for the show, see the youth and your neighbors, and stay for the Meat Animals Sale this Saturday at the Richland County Fairgrounds beginning at 5 p.m.
Today, a high of 66 with stray sprinkles possible. Mostly clear, rather cool tonight. A low of 39. Mostly sunny Saturday and 65. And Sunday, mostly sunny, breezy and warmer, and a high of 75. By Monday, a high of 82. And if you keep reading, the extended forecast all the way to next Thursday. Next Thursday, upper 80s to near 90. Wow. So a nice, cool weekend for the Richland County Fair, no doubt about it. Right now, it is 49 degrees. Speaking of the fair, she'll be in front of the grandstand tomorrow night. This is Ashley Ryan.
Hush, little baby, don't you cry. Your mama's got a 12 gauge held up high. And if that boy ever breaks your heart, I'll send him where the moon meets and kisses the stars. He's messing with my baby, and I ain't gonna tell him twice. If you come home crying, kiss the Chevy and these matches. Goodbye. You're coming out gentle, something like a preacher's daughter.
In session, and so is screen time. Remind your kids to stay safe online, be smart, be safe. Also encourage them not to talk to strangers and always walk with a buddy. Stay alert, stay safe. This message has been brought to you by the Riverdale School District, House on the Rock Resort and Attraction, Sunshine and Giggles, Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts.
The NFL football season underway with Kansas City's touchdown win over the Ravens last night, 27-20. And WRCO's Fantasy Football League is underway as well. And I thought, oh, you know, really, I'm happy with my team. I just let it auto draft this year, so I didn't pick my own players. The computer picked it, and I thought, wow, So I mentioned Jordan Love and Dak Prescott are my quarterbacks. Wow. But I'm playing Mr. Fabulous Tim Thee this week, and guess who he has? Patrick Mahomes. So that that might single-handedly beat yours truly this weekend. It's the way it goes. Mahomes had a good game last night. This is John Barry. Good morning.
be. Seven buddies and an old RV. Beer cooler and no AC, just to say we did. That night we climbed up Chimney Rock, knowing it was a real long drop. 3, 2, 1, we jumped off, just to say we did. Never had no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive. To take a leap of faith, feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. She said I'd never seen the Vegas lights, spun the wheel. We doubled down on a crazy night, just to say we did. We didn't have no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive. To take a leap of faith, to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild and catch enough. Up to the sky. Stay on this roller coaster ride. Just to say we did, just to feel alive. Let's take a leap of faith to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. Say we did. Just to say we did.
The latest from Kenny Chesney and WRCO, just to say we did at 719.
Can your air conditioner keep up with the heat of summer? If your AC unit is showing signs of wear, such as strange noises, condensation, and poor airflow, it may be time to repair or replace your AC. This is Michelle with Wirtz Plumbing and Heating Incorporated. Whether your AC unit needs fixed or it's time to invest in a new central air conditioning system, our HVAC technicians are here to help keep you cool. We partner with Armstrong Air to bring you the best, most efficient air conditioning systems for your budget. Armstrong Air is designed to last and give you peace of mind. Armstrong Air remains the professional's choice. No ductwork, no problem. A mini split is designed to improve the comfort level in an uncomfortable hot or cold room. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 647-6345.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are 5-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Every family is touched in some way
by memory loss. September is World Alzheimer's Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinic's Geriatric Assessment Clinic would like to recognize the patients and families in our community who are on this challenging journey. You are not alone. Our clinic offers assessments that can identify the early signs of this disease and provides treatment options and other resources that can slow cognitive decline and support patients and families. Reach out to learn more.
Friday's Roundup is brought to you by Mueller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Join us for some Friday fun with Hank and Phil, guaranteed to kickstart your weekend with laughter and entertainment.
It's time for the Roundup.
Well, welcome back. Who's this little fella?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, what's going on?
How are you doing?
Where you been, Hank?
It was Labor Week, wasn't it?
Labor Week, yeah, that's right. You're right, it was.
Don't I get 4 days off?
No, it doesn't surprise me. Most people start taking off like the week before. So like Labor Day weekend now starts like Wednesday for some people. So you were just the opposite.
I took the labor. I worked so hard I should have the whole week off. But no, Phil. You made me come in today.
Come back on Friday. Yep. Yeah. See what you can
talk
do.
Talk about killing a weekend.
You know.
I tell ya. Anyway, hey, you had some great guests yesterday, but I heard you and June, mm-hmm. you know, kicking me around a lot.
She did. I just.
Oh, you agreed with her.
Well.
You can't get out of this one, mm-hmm. Mr. Soy Sauce.
She's the one that always brings it up, tries to get me in trouble.
Hey, but June and I actually have something in common, believe this or not.
What's that?
Well, she likes a losing team, and so do I.
You know, somebody said to me yesterday, yeah, this is a slam on me, too. They said something about, you know, she doesn't have the best taste in teams, or, you know, look at the man she picked, you know? So what do you do?
See, I look at it this way, Phil.
Yeah.
She may have lost with the team that she picked, uh-huh. but she's gained a world with you.
Oh, absolutely. There you go. Yeah. Thank you.
Poor June.
Boy. Trophy husband.
Yeah, trophy husband, yes.
Bears can't get the trophy, but she's got, you know.
You're one of those trophies that one of those schools already threw away.
Yeah.
A 1962 forensic.
Fifth place forensics. 62. Not enough room in the case anymore. Something has to go. Yes. Yeah,
somebody ran a third grade spelling bee in 1991 and kicked you out of there.
What do you do, buddy?
Yeah. How was your week, though?
That was good. Yeah, we had some guests in here. Fuzz McCauley and Brandon Ewing as well. And so they did well.
Yes.
Your job's in jeopardy, I think.
No, they can have it if they want it. So they don't have to work with you all the time.
Come on now. It's a
training, Phil. Training.
You were in training?
Yeah. You know, with all this training going on,
What are you training for?
I don't know. You know, you just train. Hoo-hoo.
Potty?
I'm trained.
Okay.
So that one kind of shocked me off guard. But I see Joanne actually made it to work today.
Yes, she did.
So, and where's Bo? Where's he at?
He's not in yet.
Where's Mr. Fabulous?
Mr. Fabulous, he's probably walking around with his chest puffed out because he has Patrick Mahomes for his starting quarterback.
How many points did he get last night?
Oh, he only had like 350 or 400.
And just to let you know, we're in a very high point league.
Yeah, it's a high point league. Yeah. I get that.
So,
but how do you compete with that? I mean, my whole team probably won't get that many points. So.
Well, we have to take Patrick Mahomes out. Or Mr. Fabulous.
Yeah, somehow.
Somehow we can sneak in and get his password and trade him.
I don't know. That makes him an instant contender for the WRCO
without question.
Fantasy Championship.
Which is a 1966 forensic.
Ooh.
Forensic trophy.
Really? Wow.
But anyway, and where's Adam, three Adams or less Hess? I haven't seen any of them.
He doesn't work today. Well, he does, but he doesn't. Doesn't work at the real place you're going to hear.
He doesn't work at all when he's here, though.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
I don't know.
Hey, did you know all sweaters Mr. Rogers worn on his show were knitted by his mother?
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers' sweaters knitted by his mother?
See, as I'm going through training, my mind goes wanderous. So, and some people say that they're going to fact check me, like my younger brother.
Okay.
And he said he's going to fact check everything I say. And I said, you don't need that because I have other people doing that before you.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah. Keep you on your toes.
Yeah. Did you know newborn babies are 78% water?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Yeah. So they should float.
Yeah. Well, they do. They say if you throw a baby in the pool, they're supposed to be able to swim instinctively. Mm-hmm. I've heard that before. I'd be afraid to try it.
Well, oh, yeah, without question.
Yeah, right.
Because I swim like a rock, Phil.
Well, I do too.
I mean,
and people used to say, "Well, just relax and float." I'd be like, "No, I am relaxed. No, I can't. I don't float very well."
Well, you don't float well.
No, I don't. Not well.
Well, with my belly, I float very well.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
But usually, it's upside down.
What do you do?
King Kong was the first movie to ever have a sequel.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, I suppose it was.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought maybe Porky's was.
I suppose. Yeah, you were probably watching the trilogy of Porky's.
I have the trilogy of Porky's.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. A cinema classic there. Oh, boy.
You think we can get that down there at the outdoor?
No, probably not. They made, what, three of those?
Yes.
Do you realize that, you remember Police Academy?
Mm-hmm.
They made seven of those.
Did they really?
All in the 80s. It was all
in the... Well, they had to get them while they were young.
They must have. Oh, yes.
So that's what you have.
A classic. What in
I have no idea.
Allodoxophobia is the fear of opinions. Okay.
Of opinions or onions?
It's... It says opinions, not onions. Oh, boy, Hank.
Puma, a cougar, and mountain lion are names for the exact same animal.
Is that right?
That's what I'm going to get. I'll have to fact check
Puma,
that one.
Cougar and mountain lion.
Because I thought Puma was a different cat.
Yeah, I thought so. So are you. Sorry.
Wow. What?
He's a different cat.
He's a different cat. So is the weather station that I put up, is it working well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's working real well.
Oh. No. Mm-hmm. Kind of missed the old Ron Fruit days where you didn't have to worry about that stuff. And now the weather guy.
Yeah, there he is.
You know what I mean? And there's Joanne. She actually, see? Yeah, she's kind of stuck up like usual.
She's all business.
She's all business, anyway.
I was going to say, a woodchuck and a groundhog are the same thing, too, I believe. Yeah. I believe.
So is a jack and a donkey. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And they all bray.
They do.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Boy, he's been saving it all week.
All week.
All this pent-up energy.
Yeah. See, you missed me.
I did. Absolutely.
Just because all the work I have to do now.
Well.
Uh-oh. Trouble.
Getting caught up.
T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Trouble.
There she comes.
How you doing, Joe?
Well, I just came in to see who this new employee is we have.
Stranger. He's a stranger. Stranger danger.
Cleaned your glasses. You remember me. But anyway, my family now is headed back from South Dakota to Arkansas.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. My sister, Jamin.
Oh.
Yeah. And my mom and dad and Russell. And
how are the old folks at home? They're pretty good.
Yeah. I didn't say that, mom or dad. I did not say that. That's Phil. But they're good.
They're about my age, I think. So.
I think they're older.
Are they?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm still afraid of my dad.
Are you?
Oh, God, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't. He treats me different when he's around other people, so kind of like you do.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, you're just full of compliments sitting
there. I'm here for him.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister, Jamin, I think he's driving today, so.
Is that right?
He's a friend of the family.
Oh.
Good guy. And I had a little issue with my truck. The dipstick for the transmission kind of fell off.
Fell off?
Yeah, it broke.
So it fell inside?
No. It broke.
So, okay.
But he was trying to fix it, and it burned his arm.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It smelled good. Yeah, and now he sent me a bill from his attorney.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, yeah. So they'll keep it all in the family and stuff. So, but anyway, any plans for the weekend?
Well, we're going to be pretty busy.
We are. We got Packers,
really
high school
busy.
Football.
Yep.
Badgers tomorrow.
Richland County Fair.
Go Arkansas. But anyway, the Richland County Fair. Oakwood is in full swing now.
Mm-hmm.
So, what else is it? J&R Country Orchards full swing.
The best time of year to
it's the best
eat an
time
apple.
Of year.
I can tell you that.
You know what? And going to have a nice weekend full, and then next weekend back. The Speedos are coming out again next week.
Well, yeah, about, 90 degrees
crazy?
By Thursday.
That's crazy.
It happens.
It does.
In fact, it does. This next Thursday, when they're saying that high, that's the day that I was married to June.
Really?
Yeah.
It's always been hot
for you. It was a warm day.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't talking about warm.
It was just hot under the collar.
Yeah. Yeah. Poor June. I bet she cries every year.
Yeah.
What did I do? I don't know about that or the Bears.
Well,
yeah, I mean, because she basically picked you during bear season.
She did. That's true.
We got to stop letting her make decisions in the fall, Phil. We've got to stop.
You know, back in those days, though, the Bears were pretty good.
Yeah, so was Arkansas.
Back in the 80s, yeah.
80. No, maybe 70s.
No, I'm talking...
The 85 Bears.
85 Bears, we were courting.
Well, you wasn't married in there.
Oh, no. No, not then, but they were still pretty good. They still had some of the likely...
John McMahon.
Likely candidates, not Jim McMahon.
Jim McMahon, yeah. The Fridge.
Yep. Exactly.
Mike Ditka was the coach.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy Ryan was the defensive coach.
Right.
I know a little bit.
Buddy Ryan was kind of the key. Everybody talks about, you know.
What was that? It was an 85 defense? Is that what it was called?
Yeah, they were.
They were pretty good.
When he went to Philadelphia, the Bears were never as good after that.
But Philadelphia never had the talent that the Bears did either.
No.
So he knew how to coach defense.
Yep.
So did he not have a head coaching job at one time in the NFL?
Yeah, he went to the Eagles.
But he didn't do very well, did he?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, because I'm not taking anything away, but sometimes coaches are good in their one specific area.
Yep.
And they don't have to worry about all the BS that goes with the head coaching job. And I think he was one of those guys. He's a great defensive-minded coach.
Yep.
So, like I am, you know.
Right.
I played guard, end, and tackle, Phillip.
Yeah, I know you.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I played. I sat on the end of the water bench and guarded the water bucket and tackled anyone who come next to it.
Uh huh.
So
you did a good job.
Third string, third string all conference.
Water boy. And your mama didn't want you to play.
No. I had some high quality H2O. High quality H2O. Buddy, I hope you have an awesome weekend. And I hope everybody out there has a good weekend and be kind.
That's right. The triumphant return of the prodigal son, Hank Bray, today.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
Planning a party for a Packer, Brewers, or Badgers game? They've got you covered at the Richland Locker.
try the new fully cooked barbecue smoked wings, savory Italian-style beef, tender barbecue pulled pork, or delicious meatballs. And don't forget their famous summer sausage and snack sticks. Pair it with a cold craft or domestic beer, over 100 varieties to choose from. The Richland Locker, your one-stop shop for game day essentials. Stop by today.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Some notes on today. 1901, President William McKinley was shot and mortally wounded. It was on this day in 1901. And in 1975, 18-year-old tennis star Martina Navratilova of Czechoslovakia in New York for the U.S. Open requested political asylum in the U.S. 1995, Baltimore Oriole Cal Ripken Jr. played in his 2,131st consecutive game, breaking Lou Gehrig's 56-year-old MLB record. Ripken's streak would ultimately reach a still record 2,632 games. I remember being in the studio and the old AP wire running one night, and all of a sudden it was like this headline. I'm like, what is going on? And it said, Cal Ripken is not in the lineup tonight. That was the time where he sat out and the record streak had ended, but that was certainly big news. That's a look at this day in history. Next up, we'll see who's been born, who's been married on this day in history, courtesy of the Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, the Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday, Macy Seifert, to our dear granddaughter. Lots of love from Grandma and Grandpa Nottigal. Also wishes today to Francis Shepherd from Dumb Old Margaret. And happy birthday, Doug Elvin from IHS 1974. Birthday greetings to Kyle Nelson. Love from Kari, Carter, Caden, and Macy. Happy wishes from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club today to Jeff Tyler. And wishes to Haley Nee. Also, happy birthday wishes to Haley Nee, Tim McCleary, Josh Turner, and happy anniversary to Lamont and Karen Hornby, and Scott and Kim Johnquist as well. Greetings to Gene Reese from the Beulah Wesleyan Church, and happy anniversary, Lamont and Karen Hornby, on the 6th of September. Birthday wishes to Barb Dice from Schmidtwilden Hills, residents and staff. Yes, all the best to my dear daughter-in-law, Haley Nee, who celebrates today. All the best from our family. Certainly couldn't handpick a better daughter-in-law, I don't think so. All the best to her. She'll probably be celebrating at the Richland County Fair Good weekend to have your birthday. Happy birthday to Jensen Dosh, to Eric Farness, Becky Hillman, and Kelly Neitzel. Also to David Spiegel and Kyle Geisbuehler. Happy anniversary to Jeff and Amanda Nondorf and Shelley and Colin Slapak from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions. RC Lions saying happy birthday to Aiden Irwin Brining, to Jan Shelby and Josh Turner. And happy anniversary to my wife, Tammy Fieldman, it says. All the best. Thank you for all you do for your family. Lots of love from Terry.
Not another birthday, not another anniversary. If you're thinking this, you're not alone. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to make these events a little easier for you so you don't get in trouble again this year. We've worked hard to become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jewelry store. What does that mean to you? It means we have a tremendous amount of statement jewelry pieces in every price point. Spending $20, no problem. Spending $10,000, no problem. Designer jewelry with a small town casual atmosphere, only at JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
7:42 the time, and currently we're up to 52 degrees after the low of 49.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
A few things to celebrate today. It is National Food Bank Day. It's ice cream coffee. Yeah, wow. That sounds pretty good. Wear Teal Day. Oh, it's too late. I'm wearing red today for those who serve. We have a couple other things to celebrate. It's National 401K Day. It's Great Egg Toss Day, Fight Procrastination, and it's Barbie Doll Day. So celebrate accordingly with some notes to celebrate on today. Joanne has the news coming up, including some news on the Richland County Fair and some of the early judging that has taken place. We'll have that for you. Plus reports throughout the day a little bit later on from the annual Richland County Fair. Right now, we turn it over to Joanne Filney, hoping you have a great day on this Friday.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main and Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 52 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet Buick. Partly sunny, breezy, and cool. Stray sprinkles are possible with a high of 68. Tonight, mostly clear and rather cool with a low of 39. In Richland Center, it's 52 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. President Joe Biden has traveled to rural southwest Wisconsin to champion new investments in electrification and expanded high-speed internet. He proclaimed Thursday that all these investments mean family farms can stay in the family. In the town of Westby, Biden announced $7.3 billion in investments for 16 cooperatives that will provide electricity for millions of families in rural areas across 23 states, with the goal of lowering the cost of badly needed electricity connections in hard-to-reach areas.
It's the most significant transformative investment in electricity and electrification and clean energy for rural America since FDR's New Deal nearly 90 years ago. And that's not hype, that's a fact. And it includes Dairyland Power Cooperative that will receive $580 million to develop and purchase solar power, wind power, energy storage right here in Wisconsin and all across the Midwest.
He also talked about how tens of thousands of homes in the state had received high-speed internet access.
We're also making the most significant investment ever in affordable high-speed internet, because affordable high-speed internet is just as essential today as electricity was a century ago in order to be able to do business. That's why we've invested $1.6 billion just in Wisconsin to connect everyone to affordable high-speed internet in Wisconsin.
President Biden met with workers from Dairyland Power Cooperative and Vernon Electric Cooperative in Westby Thursday. Venture Architects presented the findings of their evaluations of the Richland campus as well as the Richland County Courthouse and Community Services Building this past Wednesday. They looked at each building separately, including each building at the campus. Kyle Knoth said that perhaps the worst news of the night was the condition of the Arts and Education Building on the campus. It was found to be in its original vintage status.
This is probably, of the buildings we went through, the one that really seemed to be, for deferred maintenance, in the worst condition of everything. A big part of that is that the flooring is starting to come up. There's moisture in there. And very likelihood, due to the vintage of that, we did not test it for anything, but high likelihood in a case like this, where that would have asbestos-containing material either in the adhesive, in the tile, or in both. Again, the brick, conditions of the brick needing tuck pointing, there were broken windows part of this. The windows, again, here, single pane. The air conditioning condensing unit past the end of its life was rated not well compared to all of the other ones. Accessibility clearances. Not only was it the clearance issue that we had, it's also the doorknob. So turning a knob can be extremely difficult. That's why a handle is always much easier. That's why it's part of the accessibility code. This still has knobs on all of the doors. And the really odd thing with this building is the structural layout. So it has a combination of steel and masonry in it. So you have low bearing masonry walls in the middle of the building and steel around the perimeter. So now any option you want to have to say, well, we've got the whole thing out, we'll open it up, we could have office space in here. Well, now we have low bearing walls in the middle. So that makes that a bit of a challenge. So this is a really challenging building to work with. The location is in a challenging spot relative to the parking. It's a challenging building. We'll leave the Arts and Education building be as challenging.
The cost of renewal for this building is an estimated $632,000. The replacement cost is an estimated $4.2 million. The library building is also vintage with superficial upgrades. Knoth said that one of those upgrades was the addition of carpeting.
It appeared to our team that the reason for this was because this had the same issue that the Arts and Education building had, which is the flooring tile was starting to curl and peel from the floor. So the risk of having to pull that up and replace that and deal with potential asbestos issues, the easiest thing is to just cover that with carpet, and nobody has to touch that, and the carpet covers that.
There are, again, a lot of problems with windows and tuck pointing with the library building. Other issues on the library building include mechanical heating units were replaced with residential furnaces, and the AC condensing unit and humidification system is in need of replacement. The renewal cost of the library is an estimated $1.17 million, with an estimated $6 million replacement cost. It was noted that the cafeteria and theater building have been partially upgraded. However, windows, mechanical air handling units are still original. Water has leaked into the music room and caused damage to the flooring. The kitchen and equipment is in fair condition. There are also accessibility issues throughout the entire building, which require major building renovations. The renewal cost of the cafeteria and theater building is about $525,000, with a replacement cost of $11.9 million. Next week, we will look at the feasibility studies done of the Richland County Courthouse and Health and Human Services buildings. It was a great day for some 4-H members at the Richland County Fair yesterday. The goat and sheep shows were held. 2024 Goat Awards were to Rebecca Powell for Dairy Goat Showman. Market Goat Showmanship went Senior Showman to Ella Hillebrand, Intermediate Showman to Casey Wanick, and Beginner Showman to Olivia Matthews. Grand Champion Market Goat to Casey Wanick, Reserve Grand Champion Market Goat to Aubrey Imhoff, Grand Champion Dairy Goat to Rebecca Powell, Reserve Grand Champion Dairy Goat to Joe Matthews, Champion Alpine to Rebecca Powell, Reserve Champion Alpine to Olivia Matthews, Champion Sable to Rebecca Powell, Champion Any Other Breed to Joe Matthews, Reserve Champion Any Other Breed to Rebecca Powell, Champion Meat Type Breed to Aubrey Imhoff, and Reserve Champion Meat Type Breed to Ella Hillebrand. The 2024 Sheep Showmanship Awards were the Senior Showman, Brindolyn Knable, Intermediate Showman, Riley Banker. Other awards were Grand Champion Market Lamb to Riley Banker, Reserve Grand Champion Market Lamb to Riley Banker, Overall Grand Champion U to Brindolyn Knable, Overall Reserve Grand Champion U to Riley Banker, Overall Grand Champion Ram to Riley Banker, and Overall Reserve Grand Champion Ram to Brindolyn Knable. A new driver's education grant program is launching in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation say the program aims to reduce barriers for low-income students to take driver education courses and become licensed drivers. The program covers a driving school's fee for 30 hours of classroom time, 6 hours of observation, and 6 hours of behind-the-wheel driver training. The program is being funded by $6 million set aside in the governor's 2023-25 biennial budget. Funds will be made available to eligible applicants on a first-come, first-served basis. Madison police have made an arrest at the zoo. A 26-year-old woman is banned from Madison's Henry Vilas Zoo after a Wednesday incident in which she allegedly attempted to climb over railings into animal enclosures. She did get into the donkey exhibit and attempted to take photos there, according to Madison police. When she was asked to leave, she became upset and allegedly battered zoo staff.
Shop the Back to School Blitz at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid Whisper Quiet and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays 11 to 5. TownAndCountryRC.com.
Today is Friday, September 6th. Alfred Thomas, Tom Sharp, 74 of Richland Center, died August 28th at home. A celebration of life will be held today at 5 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home today from 3 until the time of service at 5. Alfred Thomas, Tom Sharp, 74 of Richland Center. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95, of rural Blue River, died August 9th. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at Mount Zion Back Roads Church. Burial will be at the West Fork Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Catherine Alice Steiner, 95, of rural Blue River. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center, died August 17th. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Memorials may be directed to the Alzheimer's Association. Marcia Ann Gilbank, 82, formerly of Richland Center. Dolores May D. Gray, 94, of Platteville, died August 29th at home. A funeral service will be held Saturday at noon at the Platteville United Methodist Church. Burial will be at a later date in the Sauk City Cemetery. Friends may call at the Platteville United Methodist Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund has been established. The Melby Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Dolores May D. Gray, 94, of Platteville. Velma Shaw, 100, of DeForest, died Saturday at UW Health East Madison Hospital. Graveside services will be held Monday at 11 at the Button Cemetery. A lunch will be served at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center following the burial. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Velma Shaw, 100, of DeForest. Terry E. Fish, 75, of Bloom City, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. A live stream of the funeral can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Terry E. Fish, 75, of Bloom City. Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30, of Richland Center, died Saturday at UW Health University Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at 2 o'clock Friday, September 20th, at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Community Hall Friday, September 20th, from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30, of Richland Center.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Investigators are recommending an inmate suspected of strangling his cellmate be charged with homicide as a hate crime. The Brown County Sheriff's Office is recommending criminal charges in connection with the August 27th death of 19-year-old Micah Laureano at Green Bay Correctional Institution. Investigators are recommending Laureano's cellmate, 24-year-old Jackson Vogel, be charged with first-degree intentional homicide and suffocation strangulation. ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 1.9 and WRCO.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage.